This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let's get some perspective on the new investigation into the handling of the Clinton scandal and the confirmation hearing for General Mattis. Joining me from Washington are syndicated columnist Charles Krauthammer and Fox News military analyst General Jack Keane. Charles, let's start with the new investigation. I heard some former Clinton campaign officials saying they were welcoming this investigation, especially on the fact and the handling of the reports by Jim Comey, the FBI director. But there were others who were welcoming this about what Catherine talked about, the other aspects of this investigation.
Look, I don't want to impute a general conspiracy here, but it looks as if the Democrats, on their way out the door, are trying to leave behind as many landmines as they can to at least cast doubts on the legitimacy of the Trump victory. All of a sudden, as we have seen, they've gotten interested in Russian cyber warfare, which the administration appeared to be extremely nonchalant about until they lost the November election. And now we're going to have new investigations, meaning days and days of headlines about the other thing that Democrats attribute their loss to, meaning Comey's action with 11 days to go, in which he reopened, as he said, the investigation. Many Democrats think that's why they lost. Now that would have faded into history. This is a way to say that it's not going to, and it will remain there. I'm not sure this is the best way to assure a good transition, a one where you transfer not just the authority of office, but the legitimacy. But that seems to be what the Democrats want to do as they get out of power.
Well, they're not only transferring, the authority of the government, but they're transferring all their luggage, including Obamacare and all these scandals supposedly didn't exist. Now, all of a sudden, I mean, Scott, I find it quite ironic that here they are, trying to make Russia into this big boogeyman when it was Mitt Romney, if you recall, in 2011, for the 2012 election, I should say, said, hey, look, Russia offers the biggest threat. And Barack Obama, kind of made fun of him and tried to embarrass him. And now here's the Democrats, finding out that the 80s diplomacy is back because it never went away.
I believe his statement was that this is, the 1970s would like their political agenda back.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, so here it is. They ignored it then. Now, all of a sudden, they're all self-righteous about this whole thing. But I think the Republicans, as we talked about, yesterday, again, is they need to understand this is kind of like martial arts diplomacy. You go with what the enemy is doing, what your opposition is doing, and you just take advantage of their momentum. You got to see where they're going and just let them fall on their own swords. Of course, they're not going to do that easily, but yet the way they're going, they're already falling over themselves. So just step back, let them do that, let them be exposed for the hypocrites that they are, and be about the business of the people, because all this stuff is a distraction. And and here is, as Krauthammer says, the Democrats are on their way out, trying to leave as many landmines to cast doubt on Trump's win. That's exactly what they're trying to do. In the olden days, let's go back, millennia, and what would happen is, you would spoil the well, you would pour salt all over the land, and this is almost what the Democrats are doing. I mean, they're ruining the land here, and they're having an impact psychologically on people and giving them the wrong narrative and something to hang on to. Look at you lost, and there's a reason that you lost. And whining about it and trying to come up with all these boogeymen is not giving you the right answer. You need to get it together so you can be part of the solution, not more of the problem. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Got a couple of tweets here and questions regarding Jamie McIntyre's reference to Daily on Defense, his newsletter that you can sign up to on. Go to dailyondefense.com, daily, D-A-I-L-Y, ondefense.com, and sign up for his newsletter, absolutely free, and just for you right there. So we appreciate Jamie coming on and talking to us from the Pentagon, giving us an update on General Mattis and the confirmation hearings there. Our next guest, always good to have Christopher Harris with us. Christopher has had, a storied background, who serves as the executive director of the unhyphenatedamerica.org, staunch Christian conservative who moved from Colorado to D.C. as a congressional intern for long-serving 10-term U.S. Representative Joel Heffley out of the 5th District of Colorado. Christopher Harris, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, always good. What are you making of, these confirmations, your takeaway? I particularly am interested in the Jeff Sessions, confirmation hearing. I think it just seems to be, I don't know. Well, give me your read on it, and then I'll respond.
Well, what took place with the Jeff Sessions confirmation from Senator Cory Booker was a lot of flailing around by Democrats. It was really, if it weren't so sad and despicable, it would be funny to watch them just flail around and really just try to pull a rabbit out of a hat. And the charges that Jeff Sessions is a racist, and one of the things that I know from being on the Hill is that you don't get access to those confirmation hearings unless you are invited by a congressional member. So the fact that you had people showing up in Klan outfits, I would love to know which senator or congressman gave that access to that individual who came in. Which let's just think, that person showed up in traditional Democrat clothing, because those of us who know history know that the KKK was the terrorist arm of the Democratic Party.
Exactly. But how... this is the thing, activists have taken advantage, including President Obama, into the short memory of Black America, who forgets all this stuff. I mean, look at the Republicans had already voted for equal rights and voting rights for Blacks, years ago, before 1964 and 65 with President Johnson. It was like they recreated something, a law that was already in play. They just weren't enforcing it. So now let's do this all over again and make it look like the Democrats get credit for it. And as President Johnson was quoted as saying to his Southern Democrats, he goes, look, if we pass this law, we'll have Blacks voting Democrats for at least the next 100 years.
Yeah, I wish we could actually repeat the exact words that he said, Bill, but, for decorum's sake.
Yes, exactly. I didn't want to go there.
Let's just... Yeah, it wasn't radio friendly what he said in regards.
Well,
to
it's
that,
not civilly friendly, Christopher. I mean, this is the problem. You get people who are uncivil, they're disrespectful. You know, playing the race card like Cory Booker did. I mean, look at America and the people deserve, you know, more intellectual conversation and robust debate on these issues. If you have a problem with Jeff Sessions or any other nominee that President-elect Trump is putting up there, then come with an educated response. I mean, you're like one step away from, you know, somebody who's running a blog or a podcast that can just run pell-mell all over the place, make unsubstantiated claims, and be pretty much part of the fake news industry. You know, and that's disappointing because, you know, but the contrast was real clear between the two, those two groups. You had three men led by Cory Booker. You had John Lewis, a renowned civil activist with a storied history. And then you had the president or the chair of the Congressional Black Congress. And the way they conducted themselves was sad and pathetic, broad brushing, making statements that were just, you know, I wasn't even sure who they were talking about. And then, on the other hand, you get three representatives who worked with, you know, black gentlemen who worked with and under Jeff Sessions, and they're lauding his praises, saying there was never in their anywhere from 20 to 30 year of experience with him working day to day with Jeff Sessions, were they able to cite one thing or one representation of any kind of racism.
Well, you know, he's a white man from Alabama. So he's got, you know, he's a white Republican from Alabama. So, you know, that's...
So by virtue by virtue of those attributes, you're a racist, right?
Well, exactly. And that's all Democrats need. And, you know, they go by political theater. And I saw something the other day, Bill, and it was saying that it was some poll from, I think it's called U-Wire, and it was saying that millennials prefer accuracy in their information, and so they don't, you know, some of like two-thirds of them, like almost 70%, prefer that the information they receive is accurate rather than being the first to know. And I look at that and I said, well, that's a lie, because if accuracy is what mattered to them, 70% of millennials would not be in bed with the Democratic Party, because things like, you would sit there and look and say, okay, let's look at Jeff Sessions' actual history, his work ethic, the things that he's done, and the fact that here it was, what, a year or so earlier, whenever the actual date was, that Jeff Sessions had just worked with Cory Booker, and
exactly.
He was the co-sponsor on a civil rights oriented bill. You know, remember this old racist white dude from Alabama, you know, worked with the you know, the black guy from New Jersey. Yeah. And it's just amazing. But, you know, and once again, if we go back in history, if they actually taught American history or taught civics in school, these millennials would know that it was Republican President Dwight D. Eisenhower who introduced the first two civil rights legislation that had been seen in this country in 75 years since the Reconstruction era. And what in the 57 and I believe the 59 civil rights bill. Right. Here's the ugly truth. Those bills were they had some weight behind them, but by the time they passed, all the teeth, the fangs had been removed through the Senate. And who was the Senate majority leader in 1957 and 1959? I think that would be Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Exactly.
So, you know, this whole idea that people have that Johnson was this, like, oh, he was a civil rights, you know, staunch civil rights guy. No, he was a masterful politician. If you want me to give any compliment to Lyndon Baines Johnson or even Barack Obama, I would say that they're masterful politicians. But with Obama, he just happens to also have an entirely complicit media behind him, an army of media who helped to prop him up.
Well, Christopher, we got about 30 seconds left in this segment. We'll be back with more from Christopher Harris, but you know, as Charles Krautheimer has said, I think what's become rather obvious is the smooth transition that the president said that he was offering to this incoming administration. It's just not happening. In addition to that, you've got the Democrats themselves pigpiling to do everything they can to leave landmines in the way of this new administration. So they're going to have to get through all this morass before they can really be about the people's business, sadly so, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And they've never cared about our republic. And we always have to make sure we emphasize that we have a republic, not a democracy. And leftists believe in democracy, which is mob rule, and we see them acting that out right now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me out. Call me out.
Hey, it's Bill Martinez Live, your bodyguard for the truth, okay? Because it's just that important. If we're going to get this country back on track, let's do it based on the truth. You know, Christopher Harris earlier was talking about, you know, you wish he had a resource he could go to that would expose, you know, these lies. And I got to tell you, one of the best resources I found, if you remember, Coach Collins has been with us for many years. He's now Coach Collins Emeritus. He's in retirement enjoying his time with Lady Jane. But he left us a book, a very powerful book, called The Dirty, Locked Away History of the Democratic Party, How the Alleged Party of the Little Guy Has Been a 200-Year Parade of Crooks, Thugs, Bigots, and Subversive Traitors. I mean, this thing is well-documented, researched in only the way that Dr. Kevin Coach Collins can do this. His doctorate is in public administration, but a tremendous resource, I would say, in understanding who the Democratic Party, you know, what it is that they're all about. You know, Christopher Harris, we have, you know, the president on his goodbye tour, and, you know, the things that he comes up and he's telling everybody, it's like, wait a minute, how did you get disconnected from reality? And in fact, he just echoed, again, what, Valerie Jarrett had first started, and you said, okay, this is going to be the scenario and the repaint and rewrite of his legacy, is he says that there's been no scandal whatsoever in his administration. And you go, how do you say no scandals when right away you ask anybody and they can rapidly fire at least a dozen? And there was one resource that came up, I think Scott said, 633 various scandals in the last 8 years. But he insists, this is a story, he's sticking to it, that there's been no scandal whatsoever in his administration.
You know, Bill, where is a precocious little kid when you need one? I say that because I've been working on this article about the fact that when I grew up, they taught us these morality tales, right? Is that, you know, we learned the Chicken Little, the Three Little Pigs, and right. So on and so forth, right? And the right. Boy Who Cried Wolf. And, you know, and of course, then there was the story about, you know, the emperor's new clothes.
Right.
And, you know, with that story, you had the precocious little boy who essentially told the emperor, hey, you're butt naked, you know.
Nobody. Where's that precocious little kid when we need him, right?
Yeah, and that's what you're wondering. It's like, I guess everybody's so afraid of this emperor that, you know, he's walking around butt naked and he's flaunting himself and saying how great. Everybody's like, oh, you look great. You're so wonderful. Oh, my God. Everything has been perfect. No. Don't. There's 96 million people who are not working now. But, you know, that's great because the unemployment rate is somehow in the 4 or 5%. You know, let's ignore the 96 million people. And, you know, I mean, that's where is the precocious little kid to say, excuse me, sir, but you're butt naked.
Mm-hmm. Well, the precocious little kid has grown to become the forgotten man and woman who reminded the Democratic Party and the United States at large is that you may forget us, but we're going to remind you we're alive and well. Here's our vote. What do you think about this?
Well, I think, you know, what it is, Bill, the thing I'm seeing, especially on social media a lot, which I think is just the opposite of the right way to respond to anything that's said in praise of Obama is that's why Trump got elected.
Exactly.
I mean, that's it. Every time you hear them say, oh, the scandal-free administration, that's why Trump got elected.
Yeah.
You know, every time you
Obamacare.
Hear them saying,
yeah. Yeah,
Obamacare, that's why Trump got elected. Mm-hmm. You know, our Navy boats being boarded and our sailors being taken hostage in Iran and the Persian Gulf, that's why Trump got elected. All these things are the reason why Trump got elected. And, you know, once again, they're going to be in denial, right? It's not just a river in Africa, but they're going to be in denial about it. But on January 20th, at the stroke of noon, it is what it is.
Mm.
I mean, you know, as a matter of fact, look, that's all. We all know that January 20th, the stroke of noon, is ceremonial.
Right.
Once the House of Representatives confirmed the Electoral College votes, he's the president. It's just he's officially takes over on January 20th. But, you know, the left will continue to throw temper tantrums about things. And they live in this world where nothing that they do is anything less than perfect, which is interesting, Bill, because you and I both know we believe in the exceptionalism of America, but they're the ones who say, well, America's not great. And I always ask, well, who are you comparing America to?
Exactly.
You know, but then when you say Obama's a great president, well, there's been 44 or 43 other presidents. Who are you comparing him to? And what criteria are you using to establish his greatness? Because there's only three roles that a president has. Number one, the president is the commander-in-chief of the military. Number two, he's the head of state for foreign affairs. And number three, he's the chief executive officer of the federal government. And when you judge him based on the performance, his performance in those three areas, there's no way that you can possibly say that this has been a great president.
Yeah, it's an absolute disaster. But yet he spent near an hour in Chicago, Christopher, with his long goodbye tour, which was another attempt for him to rewrite history. You know, to your point, as we were discussing earlier, what the Democrats are good at, and that is getting people to, I guess you figure if you've got bad news, you just make up news and you dilute it to such a degree to where people are so confused. And I think that's what happens with all this doublespeak that has gone on. And this administration probably better than any other administration before or since has been masters of political correctness. They have moved quite readily, you know, in that spectrum of political correctness.
Well, they actually created political correctness. I mean, you know, that came out of the Frankfurt School, right? And this whole idea, and really, it's just a way to get people to shut up. And I've said this before, Bill, what the left wants is for we conservatives to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
But we want them to keep talking, because the more they talk, it makes it like with Meryl Streep, the more that leftists talk, the more that Obama talks, the more that all these other people continue to talk, and the media showed their just a ridiculous bias, that they bet the farm, they rolled the dice, and they bet the farm. That Hillary was going to be president. They did everything they could to get her elected, and they lost. We want them to continue to be completely upfront and honest about who they are, what they believe, what they stand for. Because when they do, they will continue to lose.
Well, you know, the sad thing about it, Christopher, and I'm more of a bigger picture kind of guy in a sense, and what I've been saying is that, you know, we need the Democratic Party to get healed up. And to be part of the solution. They bring something to the table. It's not like they're so devalued. Otherwise, we're going to end up with the exact opposite of what is happening in California, where it's a one-party state, all controlled by Democrats. And we've got examples throughout the country where there are cities, counties, states that are controlled by one party. It's not in the people's best interest. They need to get their act together. They need to be big boys and girls, admit their mistakes, put their big boy pants on and come in and be about the people's business here and be solution oriented, you know, and there's got to be a voice, a counter voice, something that breaks through this this liberal mindset and this pouting that tells them to grow up. And when somebody throws a race card like they did at the confirmation of Jeff Sessions, then that person needs to be censured right there on the spot. Say it's unacceptable. Have somebody come in, you know, dressed in a Ku Klux Klan outfit. Are you kidding me? I mean, how disrespectful is that? And, you know, this is what we want in the name of free speech. We want that kind of representation. I'm sorry. And that may, you know, question, you know, bring into question my sense of, you know, the first and respect for the First Amendment. But I'm sorry. I think it's an insult to the process and to what we're trying to accomplish when people want to throw the race card out of there and misrepresent for the sake of a small number of people. I don't think that's the place to do it, as much as it's not the place in the U.S. Capitol to hang a painting of police officers dressed as pigs.
Oh, God, I wish I could address that. But, yeah, long story short, and you're right, Bill, that this is not good for civility, and it's just not good for the United States at all to have one party.
Exactly.
There needs to be a counterpoint.
Right. Well, Christopher Harris, always good to have you with us. Christopher Harris is the executive director of unhyphenatedamerica.org.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want, Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Can't stand the heat? Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez, live.
You say that I'm messing with your head.
And all of us in this room really belong to the most vilified segments in American society right now. Think about it. Hollywood, foreigners, and the press. But who are we? And you know, what is Hollywood anyway? It's just a bunch of people from other places. So Hollywood is crawling with outsiders and foreigners. And if we kick them all out, you'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You can always go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. And, of course, we want you to get engaged in the conversation. I know for so long, all in the name of political correctness, you've been invalidated and told your opinion is not welcome. But let me tell you, if we're going to get this country back on track, it's more than welcome. It is needed because all hands are required. This is a government of, for, and by we, the people. Well, the big question is America undergoing a fundamental change that will rechannel the direction of our country? Are we becoming a secular society, or are we already there? I mean, some would already say we're there, but as a result of the last election, it would appear that God's chosen frozen woke up from the pews and got involved in this last election and may have been singularly responsible for saving this republic. Our next guest, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, is with us, and he's got a perspective on this. Reverend Peterson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
All is well, Bill. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, great to have you here, to have your needed insight into this. So what say you? I mean, in years past, in past elections, the church has been rather quiet. It's been kicked to the curb saying, look, at we don't need your opinion. We don't need your God here. We're running this country very well, and we don't need your participation. In fact, if you get too involved, we're going to take your tax exemption and send it to Siberia.
Well, first, let me tell you, I voted, of course, on November 8th for Donald Trump, and I couldn't stay up all night to see the results because I get up so early in the morning for work.
Right.
But I got up early on the 9th and turned the TV on right away to Fox News, and they said Donald Trump had won. And at that point, I went to Cloud 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on Cloud 9 since November 9th. I'm dancing on the ceiling. God has given us another chance to have a great country. And in the past, the reason it, one of the reasons it went so bad is that the Christian, not all, allowed themselves to be intimidated by the children of the lie.
Yeah.
Whenever Christians spoke up, they call them racist. They said they hate women, they hate the Hispanics, they hate this and hate that. And the Christian caved in. And as you know, Bill, the more you give in to evil, the more it takes over your life.
Without a doubt.
So the Christians have been giving in for the last 60 years to a point that it looked like we were headed for total destruction. And I think due to that pain that was brought upon us by Barack Obama and his administration, and the fact that the liberal media and the right or Republicans wasn't doing anything, it really was an awakening for the Christians in this country, and they decided we're just not going to take this anymore. Call us whatever you want.
Exactly.
Even though we hate black, and they stood up, and look what happened. We have another chance to make America great again.
Well, I got to tell you, Reverend Peterson, I think more than ever, what I witnessed across the country in my travels was that people of faith were praying again. I mean, praying like never before, because I think that what they were seeing was what most of us had been seeing, and that is that we were coming to the precipice of where we were going to lose this great American experiment.
Yeah. And Bill, you can call me Jesse.
Okay, right. Okay.
I have often said to the Christians and everybody that this country is a gift from God.
Amen.
And we have a responsibility to protect that gift. And if God is in you, within you, no one can be against you. And that we have the strength and of good inside of us to overcome evil.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, and I believe so, but hopefully this, what happened over the last 8 years to us, and taking the country back will keep Christians awake, never to allow this to happen again. And when they are called names, called racist or whatever, they will stand up and fight back. Because even with Donald Trump, and I'm totally for Donald Trump, he has chosen some good men to work with him.
Right.
We still have to keep an eye on the government.
Without a doubt.
Not we the government.
Exactly. Well, the Bible is clear. It says when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. You are rejoicing with the hope that righteousness, again, we've been given an opportunity to allow righteousness to reign. But like in all things, Jesse, we have to be vigilant to your point. We cannot allow this government to just run on its own. I think that Donald Trump is a man of faith. I believe he still may be a little young in his belief. I think he surrounded himself with mature faith followers like Vice President-elect Pence. I think one of my favorite pictures of the campaign showed he and the Vice President-elect and a couple of other men surrounding, in a circle praying. And that was quite uplifting for me and encouraging, to see that coming from, of all people, and I say of all people only because he was so maligned in Donald Trump.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned Vice President Mike Pence, Vice President-elect Mike Pence. I was thinking the other day, how fortunate we are that we have a Vice President like Mike Pence. We have an excellent President in Donald Trump, but we have just right there with Mike Pence as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't ask for anything more. We got to start fighting back. You know, I have a book out that I wrote last November called The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And it's at Amazon.com and all the major bookstores.
Right.
And in the book, I write about what's happening to black Americans. And I say that black Americans are suffering, not all but most, but they are suffering not due to racism, but the lack of moral character and the destruction of the family.
Hmm.
And I prove in the book that there's no such thing as racism. Racism is a made-up word. It's a lie. It's an illusion. And that's why we've not been able to solve the problem of so-called racism, because we're trying to solve something that doesn't exist.
Exactly.
And the problem is black people are angry. They're first angry at their mothers and grandmothers for passing their anger down to them while they were growing up as children. Their mothers and grandmothers are impatient. They yell at the kids. And whatever hostility they have against the father, they take it out on the children.
Hmm.
And as you know, Bill, when you are angry at someone, you become like what you hate.
Exactly.
And so this thing has been repeated generation after generation. And then they're yearning for their fathers. Inside of the souls of human beings who have not been raised closely with their fathers, there's a missing, deep down inside, there's a yearning for the father, a return to the father. And instead of going along with this lie that racism exists, white Americans and others need to tell black folk the truth. The problem is they need to repent for their anger. They need to forgive their parents for failing them so that God can forgive them. And once they return back to their earthly father, they can return to God, and then they can have a life.
Exactly.
But as long as we don't tell them the truth, and they're whining and complaining generation after generation, that hatred that's in their hearts is only going to get worse. And we saw an example of that last week in Chicago when those four black thugs attacked that young white mentally disabled man. And you see what evil did to him.
Exactly. Well, as you say, the order of the day is victimhood. A lot can be operated within that. A lot of people are controlled by that. And if you're not pursuing the truth and your true identity, then here it is. We're just going in circles. And
right.
You know, and I'm so glad you brought this up, Jesse, because I want to get into more depth of this, especially in light of the confirmation hearings that we're hearing right now. And I got to tell you, the other day I thought the classic example of what you're talking about was on stage, right in front of everybody on their television across this country, with the hearing when you had six black men, three that were against, including Senator Cory Booker, and three that knew Jeff Sessions. It was an incredible contrast. When we come back, I want to talk about that first, and then we'll continue more, and I want to talk more about your book as well. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's just about 15 minutes.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson continues. He's the author of the book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Jesse, before the break, I mentioned to you that I wanted to talk to you specifically about the hearing for Jeff Sessions, for Attorney General for our country. And I thought it was quite a contrast. You had six black men, including the Senator Cory Booker, and they gave, he and two others gave a very general, broad-brushing, you know, kind of indictment against Jeff Sessions. I was especially bothered by the last gentleman who was the head of the Congressional Black Caucus. And he basically threw the race card right in the middle of the confirmation and telling the white senators that if they supported Jeff Sessions, they were in as much going to be responsible for anything that happened on his watch, number one, and number two, he suggested that they were racist for doing so. The fact that he threw out the race card in that kind of venue, I thought deserved censure. He should have been immediately called on that, because it does nothing but promote the victimhood and everything that you're talking about. If we're going to heal people from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood, then you got to be able to call it out so it doesn't keep on blistering and cutting people deep and giving validation to something that should not be validated.
Well, it was disgusting. Senator Session is a good man. Cory Booker acknowledged him as a good man a while back, and then he turned on him like that. First of all, Cory should not have even been down there testifying against the senator. That's the first time in history that anyone has ever done that. Mm-hmm. And Cory Booker is doing this because I believe he want to run for president in the next 4 years, and just as all the godless Democrats, representatives have done in order to brainwash, dumb down, and keep black people angry to control them for the vote. That's what Cory Booker was doing, is setting that up. And I thought, and you're right, it was evil, it was wrong, it was disgusting. But we need to understand that the Democratic Party is not of God. It is an evil party. And they are doing what evil does. And so what we have to do is do what good does. and that is fight evil bad with good.
Yes.
And the NAACP, the Congressional Black Caucus, and others, they can care, as we saw with Barack Obama over the last 8 years, they can care less about black people. Obama didn't do anything for Chicago and the urban areas. He didn't do anything about the job situation in the black community. They don't care about black people. They just want to keep them down and use them. Mm. And that's what we saw happening with those three black men that went up and testified and lied on Senator Sessions.
Right. Interesting, the other three knew Sessions, worked with him anywhere from 20 to 30 years, had nothing but praise, said there was no indication whatsoever of any kind of racism in the demonstration of his duties or in their relationship. It was quite a contrast between the two groups of those three men.
It doesn't have to be true. They just say it. They throw out this lie about racism because they know that white folks are afraid of that word.
Yes.
They know that black people are going to go into a hypnotic trance and follow them wherever they want them to go. That's why, you know, God said that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood,
mm-hmm.
but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. It's spiritual. And
right.
so we as Christians have to start saying that, acting that way, and that way that word will have no power over you at all.
Well, to your earlier point, Jesse, people would say religion and politics cannot intersect. And I don't know how you have a nation that says they're one nation under God where religion and politics does not intersect.
Well, the reason that America is the greatest country in the world, even though they're trying to destroy it, it is because of religion. The founders of this great nation believed in God, and the laws of the land was based on the Bible. And so for the children of the lie to say that, it's another attempt to deceive us. But there are more of us than there are of them. And we saw this in the last election, so we don't have to allow this to happen just because they said it.
Mm-hmm.
We vote for men and women who believe in God, who are going to follow those principles, even in Washington, D.C., and if they don't follow them, then we vote them out. We don't have to go along with this lie that religion and politics don't mix. I mean, look what happened when you take religion out. Look what happened to the public school system.
Right.
Look what is happening to the homes. Look what is happening to the churches that have allowed secularism to come in.
Mm. Look what Roe v. Wade has done. And you mentioned
right.
President Obama, what President Obama did not do for the black community, where you got 70% of black women today having abortions. I mean, they are absolutely killing black people. And, I mean, who would have thought? And then on top of that, Jesse, they support the founder of Planned Parenthood, who was a eugenicist. She was anti-black, and she's given, you know, honor and place within the Democratic Party. And you go, wait, what's going on here? I mean, this amounts to, as Ben Carson said, this is nothing more than a Holocaust on the black people.
Right.
And where is black America? You know, where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Reverend Sharpton in all this? Are you kidding me? I mean, are they being paid so much money that they're happy to watch their people, their black constituency, be murdered in the streets of America, and it's okay because they're okay?
That's what Margaret Sanger did. The first thing she did was to get black so-called leadership to okay on this abortion thing, and what she did was she gave an award out to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. At the time, she called him the loudest in the community, the loudmouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so she gave him the Margaret Sanger Award. And after that, they started giving money to the so-called black leadership. And so they sold the people out for the money. But I have to tell you, I blame, and that's evil and that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a man, it's your responsibility to love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else. And then if you want a family, get married, and you and your wife guide your children to be a good example. You're not supposed to be looking on the outside for someone to lead you. You're supposed to be led by God.
Amen.
And then
yes.
you're an example for your children. When they grow of age, then they turn to God That's how it's supposed to be, but if you give your life over to another human being, they're going to do to it what they have done to black people.
Well, Jesse, in the first segment, you had drawn mention to the fact that black people, even white America, is had it. I mean, it's like we've been battling this racial issue for years, and it's almost like we need to hearken into the voice of one Donald Trump who says, hey, what do you got to lose? What do you got to lose to accept your brother, not based on the color of their skin, but on the content of their character? You know, what have you got to lose to go that way? What have you got to lose to have a bridge, you know, from each of the communities so where we can sit down and reason together and not be victims, not asking for reparation or not even forget about asking.
Right.
It's a demand. And where we're disrespecting people, just like you said in that incident in Illinois where those four kids kidnapped that mentally deficient individual and, you know, what they did to him. And, I mean, by the grace of God, Jesse, the way they were wielding that knife on that kid and the way they were disrespecting him, something even worse could have been manifested in that situation. And thank God he was not murdered.
Well, you know, I've been saying for years that there is a race war happening,
mm-hmm.
except that it's a one-sided war, that white people are under attack by blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, we've seen the knockout games. We often hear about robberies, murders, rape, by black on white. We saw young black thugs going into markets in the broad daylight, businesses in the broad daylight and robbing the store without caring over the last 8 years.
Right.
We hear all kind of stories with the black on white thing. So the race war is already happening, except that when it's black on white, the media rarely, if at all, report it. But if it's white on black, it's all over. It becomes the talk of the nation. And so this race war is already happening, and it's due to the anger that's in the hearts of black people. Most black people do not believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
They sing about him, shout about him, but it's not in their hearts, because there's no way that you could be of God, born again of God, and have all your babies out of wedlock year in and year out, hate your fellow man, vote for people like Barack Obama and others who clearly does not believe in God, and still call yourself a man or woman of God. But for the last 60 years, blacks have been taken away from God. They do not believe in him. They just believe about him.
Yeah. Well, you know what you say, Jesse, I think that is the condition of our culture. Black, white, brown, all the way across the board, because as we know, those who know their God and they know God experientially, they know God by his acts, they're able to look beyond what they see and believe in the invisible and see God working nonstop in the invisible realm and doing incredible things. And we are starting to see these miracles occur, and that's what we need to hold on to. And
yeah.
You know, bring people into the fold one soul at a time, because it's that much of a difference. Jesse, we're out of time. I want you to remind everybody how they can get their hands on your book, The Antidote: Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood.
They could go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble Bookstore. They could go to my website at RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com. And I really appreciate you having me on. Happy New Year to you, your family, and everybody else that's listening.
And back at you, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. I'm Bill Martinez.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer?